halakha regarding the situations where we take out more than one sefer Torah. Sometimes on Shabbat Kodesh we take out one sefer, sometimes we take out two seferim, and on rare occasion we even take out three sefer Torah. This Shabbat would be an example of three sefer Torah, being that we have Parashat HaShavua, Parashat Vayikra in our case, and we also have Rosh Chodesh, Nisan, Shehaliot, B'Shabbat. So we take out a second sefer for Rosh Chodesh, and the third sefer is of course HaChodesh HaZelachem, Rosh Chodeshim, which is Shabbat HaChodesh. So the question is asked regarding the Kaddishim. When is the Kaddish said after which Sefer Torah? And the question may be asked also, why? Why is it that after certain Sefarim we say Kaddish, and after some Sefarim we do not? So the Bet Yosef actually talks about this exact case in Siman Resh Per Bet. And he brings down that Anu Bene Sfarad Nohagim Lomar Kaddish Ben Sefer Rishon Lesheni Vechozrim Veomrim Kaddish Achar Kriyat Sefer Sheni. He's talking about where you have two Sefarim, let's say. For example, you have a case of Rosh Chodesh Tevet Shehaliyot, or actually that's not a good case. You have a case of Rosh Chodesh Shehaliyot B'Shabbat. When Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbat, we have two Sefer Torah. So he says we read seven Olim from the first Sefer. Now since the obligation on Shabbat is to be seven Olim, once you finish the magic number seven, so you say a Kaddish, because you finished the obligation. Now you're reading a second Sefer, so you say Kaddish as well, because since that's the end of the reading of the day. So in that case you would say two Kaddishim after each Sefer. Rosh Chodesh Tevet, Shehaliyot B'Shabbat. Now let's say you have Rosh Chodesh Tevet that falls out on Shabbat. So that's Parashat Shavua, Rosh Chodesh Tevet, Pas Hanukkah. So then he says, "En omim kaddish achal sefer rishon, lefi she'en kurim bo ela shisha." Vekivan shelo gamlu lekrot chovat hayom shem shiva, en lomar kaddish ad achal sefer sheni, vechen ozrim veomim kaddish achal sefer shelishi. In that case, we have three sefer Torah. The first sefer is only set up six people. So six, you didn't finish the obligation of the day yet, which is seven. So there's no Kaddish after the first Sefer Torah. The seventh Oneh is in the second Sefer of Rosh Chodesh, so he says Kaddish. And the third is the end of the reading of the day, so there's a Kaddish as well. So in a normal case, we have three Sefarim. Kaddish is said after Sefer Sheni, and after Sefer Shelishi. And that's what he says, the opinion of the Rosh, and that's the opinion of Rabbeinu Yerucham. The Beit Yosef has a question. If that's the case, what about Simchat Torah? Simchat Torah also was a case where we have the Sefer Torah. We have the Zot HaBeracha, and then we have Bereshit, and then we have the Sefer Torah of Yom Tov, of the Musaf. So he says, "V'yom Aharon Shel Chag, Shmosim Gimel Sefarim, Apalpi Shekorim Barishon Yoter Meshiva." Now we know on Simchat Torah we send up more than seven people after the first Sefer Torah. So seemingly we should say Kaddish after the first Sefer Torah. Because the only reason why we don't say it is because normally we send up six. But on Simchat Torah we send up seven. So the Beit Yosef gives two answers. One answer he says, we don't want to make a switch. We don't want the people to get confused between another situation. Therefore, no matter when we take out the Sefarim, we never say Kaddish after the first Sefer Torah, even on Simchat Torah, not to get confused with the case where you can only send up six people. Second answer of the Beit Yosef, Simchat Torah is different, because we don't want to separate between the end of the reading to the beginning of the reading. So if you're going to say Kaddish after the first Sefer, it's going to be Hefsek. Now, according to these two reasons, there'll be a big Nafka Minah. Let's say you send up seven Olim to the first Torah. Like in many synagogues, they send up many Olim. Tomorrow it's quite possible that in the first Sefer Torah, you're going to send up more than seven. If you have extra Aliyot, you send up more than seven. Well, according to the first answer, the Beit Yosef, that he says, we never make an exception, not to get confused, to the case where you can only send up six. So I don't care, you'll never say Kaddish after the first Sefer Torah. But according to the second reason, that it's a Simchat Torah item, so only on Simchat Torah we're not going to say the Kaddish, you have to separate. But in a regular case where you send up seven in the first Sefer Torah, you'll say the Kaddish. And that's really the opinion of Achav Beit Yosef. That if you send up seven Olin in the first Sefer Torah, there's a Kaddish in the first Sefer Torah as well. So it's possible you could have three Kaddishin and three Sefer Torah. The first Sefer Torah, the Misadir has to calculate. If he sent up seven, the last guy says a Kaddish. Then of course the second Sefer always gets the Kaddish because that's a special reading anyway. And then you'll have the reading of in tomorrow's case, a Chodesh, which will also get Kaddish. And that's what he writes. In Chazon Uvadya, it's actually in Hilchot Hanukkah on page Resh Mem Bet. Ve'im alu b'sefer harishon shev'a olim o yoter ha'ole ha'acharon b'sefer Torah harishon omer kaddish ve'nimsa she'omrim shelosha kaddishim kaddish ahar kol sefer Torah ve'chen ha'minhag.